والله يدعو إلى دار السلام ويهدي من يشاء إلى صراط مستقيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد. Praise the due to Allah, Lord of the worlds, and may the choicest peace and blessings be delivered to our beloved Prophet Muhammad, to his family, his companions. He is the seal of the messengers. May Allah give it to him and shower it upon him to the day of judgment. As to what follows, I begin with the greeting words of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the month of Ramadan. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for being followers of the last Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. We also thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for being part of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to be of those who came in line with all of the prophets, because this ummah is the final nation. It will be the largest nation on the day of resurrection. The prophets came to teach their followers a complete way of life. The prophets taught their followers tawheed. They taught them the oneness of God. The prophets taught their followers to pray. The prophets taught their followers to give zakah, sadaqah, to give charity, to give the poor due. The prophets taught their followers to fast and to make pilgrimages to a special place. But what we recognize is that in this teaching, we recognize that the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ is the seal of the prophets and messengers, and he came to all nations, to all people, and to all tribes. And within this dimension of fasting, and in the time of the month of Ramadan, we recognize that the Prophet ﷺ taught us, as did the prophets, that we need to look to this fast for something else other than the base level. The Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, delivered a message that was good until the day of resurrection. And he informed us in an authentic hadith, من لم يدع قول الزور والعمل به فليس لله حاجة أن يدع طعامه وشرابه. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, whoever does not leave scandalous words and acting upon them, then Allah has no need for that person to leave their food or their drink. And so you can see in this that the Prophet ﷺ is saying, leave scandal, go past the point of negativity coming out of the mouth, and take this fast to another stage. And so we reach the stage, or we try to understand another dimension within the fasting. The great scholars have identified for us, Sawm al-Awwam, that the basic level is the level of the struggle of the physical body, is a level where the individual is dealing with staying away from food, staying away from drinking, staying away from sexual activity. And so they focus upon this, and they worry about this, and they structure their day around abstention from the food. They structure their day around abstaining from the drink. They structure their day around protecting themselves from falling into the level of the physical struggle. The next stage, we could call the next dimension, is Sawm al-Khawas. And that is the fasting of the specialized people. It is a higher dimension. And when we use the concept of specialized people, we are not necessarily talking about a special category of people that is not attainable unless we make a special rite or unless we gain certain secrets. But what we are talking about is a dimension which is attainable by any Muslim. Because when the Prophet ﷺ said that we should stay away from qawl az-zur, from this scandalous word, from testifying, you know, in this evil against another Muslim, this was not for a special category of people, but this was for all of the believers. And so in this light, in Sawm al-Khawas, the fasting person is not only fasting with the physical desires, But the limbs of the person are fasting. And so if we can begin to look at this symbolically, the very tongue of the person is fasting. The eyes are fasting. The ears are fasting. The private parts are fasting. The feet are fasting. All of the limbs are also within a type of abstinence or imsak during the blessed month of Ramadan. But the question would come, how can the tongue fast? The great scholars of Islam have shown us that there are many sicknesses, there are many evil actions that come out of the tongue. And we should try to avoid these if we want this new dimension, this higher dimension in the month of Ramadan. So therefore, we should try not to tell lies. This is one of the worst things that can come out of the mouth of an individual. And of course, the worst lie is the lie on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To try to say that Allah has revealed a certain body of knowledge and it is not true is the worst thing we can do. The next level of lie would be to lie on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet said, "Man kadhiba alayya muta'ammidan falyatabawwa'u maq'adahu minan nar." Whoever lies on me openly can be assured of a resting place in the fire. So lying on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is also a terrible thing. But we should not tell lies on Muslims. We should not even tell lies to non-Muslims. The only time, of course, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us an exception to the rule is if a person lies in a state of war. Or if a person is lying to flatter an individual, the husband flatters his wife, the wife flatters her husband, and they say something that's not actually true in order to bring love and peace in the home. Or if a Muslim tells a little lie in order to bring peace between two individuals who are fighting. So there are some exceptions to the rule, but generally we should not be involved in lie. The tongue also can produce backbiting. And that is where the individual is carrying evil or hateful information about another individual. Saying things about somebody behind their back. Saying something you cannot say in front of their face, but you say it behind their back. So the tongue in the month of Ramadan should avoid backbiting. The tongue also should avoid namima, carrying these scandals, carrying this backbiting, this evil information about an individual. The Prophet ﷺ has told us, لَا يَدْخُلْ جَنَّ namam, that the person who carries scandal will not enter paradise. So the month of Ramadan is actually protecting us from the hellfire if we go to that other dimension of the khawas, Sawm al-Khawas, and that is where our tongue is actually fasting. Along with this, the tongue tries to avoid qawl az-zur, and that is the scandal that goes to the level where we would actually testify against a person. We would say something which destroys the character of an individual in front of other Muslims. So we should avoid anything that comes out of our mouth. Some Muslims cannot control themselves when they're angry, and so they say swears. They are saying terrible, filthy things out of their mouth. In the month of Ramadan, we need to control our tongues. Also, not only the tongue should be fasting, but the eyes should be fasting. How can our eyes fast? We should abstain from haram sights. So in other words, we should not be looking at the awrah of other individuals, especially the male, looking at the private parts or looking at the body of a woman. The man should not do this. The woman also should lower her gaze. And so we should try to avoid this. Our eyes should naturally lower in the month of Ramadan. This does not mean that we live in a monastery. We live inside this world. But we need to control our eyes in the month of Ramadan. One of the greatest fitnas coming to the Muslims is the wrong use of technology. I say this, that through the television, alhamdulillah, we have stations such as Huda TV. Through the television, there is positive information that can be gained by individuals. but through the television also can come fitna, can come confusion, can come lies about Islam. So we should avoid those haram sites in the month of Ramadan. Also, the ears should be fasting. How can the ears fast? If a person is giving you backbiting, talking about another individual, we shouldn't be listening to this in the month of Ramadan. If a person wants to bring you scandal, to bring you qawl az-zur, if a person wants to bring you a terrible thing, a terrible act that another person has done, we don't listen to this in the month of Ramadan, unless of course it will cause a difficulty, a serious difficulty, or endanger the health or the life of a Muslim. Our ears should be fasting in the month of Ramadan. Also, our hands should be fasting in the month of Ramadan. How can the hands of a Muslim fast? A Muslim should also not be involved in interest, in the taking of usury, in giving interest, or giving usury. We also should not be involved in witnessing the taking of the interest. We shouldn't be involved in any way, but our hands should not be involved in it. We also should not use our hands to cheat other Muslims, to raise the prices in our stores. We should not use our hands to oppress the people of Islam or the people of any nation. So our hands should be fasting in the month of Ramadan. Our hands should be a source of mercy, a source of giving, a source of benefiting, increasing life and beautifying the environment. Our feet should also be fasting. How can the feet be fasting? Our feet should not walk us towards the places of haram. Our feet should not take us to the discotheque, to the rave, to the drug dealers, to the places of the taking of intoxicants. Our feet should not also take us to places of gambling in the month of Ramadan, whether it is during the daylight hours or whether it is even in the evening. Because Ramadan is a complete month. So even though the fasting is over, our feet should take us to the masjid and should not be taking us to places of adultery and fornication or places of intoxication or places of evil. Our private parts, of course, should be fasting. And that is obvious through the basic rules of the month of Ramadan. But we should remember to take our fast to a higher stage. That it is not only the stomach that is fasting. It is not only just the desires that are fasting, but all of the limbs of the individual is fasting. The whole body is fasting. When we are able to raise to that level, male or female, then we reach Sawm al-Khawas, we reach a higher dimension of the fast, and inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would bless us and give us a higher daraja, a higher level, and help us to gain His mercy in the month of Ramadan. I leave you with this thought. I ask Allah to have mercy on me and you. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.